In the minds of many, the idea of democracy is associated with a term we might call the little people. Not that a democracy is without the rich and the powerful and the famous, but contrary to what happens in a monarchy or a tyranny, the power of those who lead is given to them by those of various educational, economic, and social backgrounds. The poorest, the least talented theoretically have the same power to vote as the wealthiest and most sophisticated. Now, when we hear the term little people, we may be offended at times. Remember the Queen of Mean, as she was called, Leona Helmsley, who he said very arrogantly, "We don't pay taxes. The little people pay taxes." She's the one who left millions of dollars, the bulk of her fortune, to her dog, Whisper. But because of this characteristic of a democracy, we aren't offended by the phrase little people, because we can say in a very real way, God is democratic, very democratic, not a political party, but democratic as in democracy, in the Bible. Because he seems to have the tendency to ask the so-called little people, especially the underdog, the neglected, the marginalized, the youngest of the sons, the sterile, old women, widows, those with speech impediments, learning disabilities. Often enough, God chooses his heroes and heroines among ordinary people, even the poor. And in this cathedral and in this diocese, with Our Lady of the Lord patrons, we think of Bernadette, or the children Mary appeared in Fatima 100 years ago. You see, this is the theme consistent with God. When he sent his only son, he places him in a far-flung, dead-end neighborhood in the Roman Empire, and he has him work the life of a carpenter. Our feast today is focused on all the saints of heaven, but especially on those we might call the little people of heaven, the obscure, the uncanonized, the unbeatified, the uncelebrated, the anonymous saints whose names may not be placed on the church's calendar. They may mean someone who is a relative of ours, a former teacher, a sister, a brother, a priest, a layperson, a secretary, the doctor who delivered us in the hospital, the kind, compassionate, faith-filled people who knew how to love, who accepted to die day by day to their natural selfishness, and who, through the ordinary tasks of an ordinary life, lived with extraordinary faith and beauty. Today is the feast of God's democracy. As we would say in the earlier translation of the preface of Martyrs, you choose the weak and make them strong in bearing witness to you. Now, some might ask, why should we celebrate the saints in the first place? Aren't they happy in heaven? Does our celebration add anything to their joy or to their glory? Not at all. You see, we are the people who need this celebration. Because as the Second Vatican Council taught, we are one family in Christ. And you and I can receive a lot of help from the members of our family who are more closely united with Christ. Here it is important to remember how intimately you and I are connected with those in heaven, the suffering souls in purgatory, and all human beings. We call this the communion of saints. The church exists in three different states: the pilgrim state on earth, the suffering state in purgatory, the triumphant state in heaven. And honoring the saints, the same Vatican Council taught us, is for our own greater good, because we can learn from their example. As we join our feeble worship with their powerful one, we receive aid through their intercession. And if so many insignificant people in the eyes of the world have become saints, that means each one of us has a chance. Parents, fathers, mothers, widows and widowers, single people, divorced, all trying to live a life that is holy. The saints that are on the calendar and those that are not. all have something to teach us. Who would have thought in a neighborhood in Lyon, France, ours, not even seen on many maps, would come the patron saint of parish priests, himself who probably was dyslexic, or Moses who probably stuttered, or Solanus Casey, the Capuchin about to be beatified in a few weeks, whose relatives are here in this cathedral today, tonight, who was deemed by his professors as not gifted enough in the study of his theology. And yet how many people, seemingly insignificant again, have much to teach us? You see, this is the vocation that we all share. Again, as the Council taught, all the faithful of Christ, of whatever rank or status, are called to the fullness of Christian life and to the perfection of charity. And the various types and duties of life, one and the same holiness, is cultivated by all. Let us remember then those who've inspired us, those that are represented in the lives of our children who wear the garb of the great saints. They've inspired us by lives of holiness, and let us then ask their intercession so that we too may join them in seeing God face to face.